Chovas on Lovas, Tuesday night. Sha'ar Yichud HaMa'aseh. And we're moving along, creeping along, moseying along. And the Chovas on Lovas were on page Kuf Ayin Zion. And we're in we'll start with the second paragraph. Third line, him lo niftach pesach l'tayvos bereishis darkon, and if we don't allow him to have us focus and concentrate on acquiring luxuries and physical pleasures, lo nemali cheftzu b'shimish hamosoros v'alehitus achrayon, v'noshav lo, rather we tell him shamosoros ain lahem tzorech, which is why they're called mosoros. Just to make ends meet for necessities, we've spent enough time on that. We certainly don't want to spend any more time just to acquire luxuries. If it's in the cards, if it's in the Gzeiros Shemayim, and we earn, you know, more money than we need without our hishtadlus. As I said, the Chavitavos and Shara Bitochon hold, it's osur. I wouldn't say the word osur, but it's foolish to make a hishtadlus to have more money than you need, because there's no din to make hishtadlus there. So your mom is just wasting your time. So you're wasting your time, because you're either going to be rich without it, or you're not going to be rich despite it. Okay? Uvelish and nafel machshavotein lakach, but then use it gesuntein, nishtamish behen b'mesheroi, he gives you his blessing to have a big house and to have these mosoros. Again, you should use it in the right way, but that's fine. But what he's saying, which is interesting, because as he analyzes the Yetzirah, what he's saying is then the Yetzirah will not have, because the Yetzirah will have an automatic foothold once you decide to make one of the goals of your life mosaros. So then he'll have the foothold to all the things he talked about before, because then he'll say, this is important, this is not important, you got to become friends, you got to develop business connections, you have to, you can't wear like a black hat and a black jacket and go to a business meeting if you're looking for investors to invest like $200,000 each in your company. You're going to stop the daven mincha. Are you crazy? B'chahena, b'chahena. So, but here, he readily says very openly, if you have the mosaros without that focus, so then the Gator does not get a foothold. That's what he's saying. Nishtamish ben b'mesheroi u'v'meshet sarich, and you don't have to worry that the same process will happen. That's like, because the pshat of the Gator gets his claws in you, so then he goes deeper and deeper. But if you do it the right way, then there's no, he might still attack you, as he keeps on specifying how the Yetzer tries to get hold of you, but he didn't yet get that foothold just because you have mosaros. It depends how you have it, how you achieved it, what you did to get it, etc. V'imlav, and if we don't have it, so we're cool, we're chill. The stopping mazonos, so it's enough our necessities. We don't, okay, you know, I'm not rich, that person's rich, I'm not rich at all. It wasn't nigzer on me to be rich. But the imnishma lo bohen, but if we do follow him, and then, you know, and it's all downhill. It's not just a question of having luxuries, because it doesn't stop there. And this has been borne out by anybody with a little experience, whether it's a Rav or a Sheshiva or a Rebbe or any spiritual mentor, knows how true this is, that once he gets his claws into you in this inyan, so it's the cycle starts. So Chafetz Chaim talks about it. If you learn Sefer Chafetz Chaim, he talks about it. You start missing davening, you start missing mincha, you start with Ma'ariv, you start missing Ma'ariv with a minyan. Again, we're learning it piecemeal here, couple nights a week. But if you remember the flow of Perek Hamishi with the Yetzirah, first with the theological arguments that he's matil sofek, and you know, he says, well, maybe not, Torah Baal Peh, who said, Hashem cares about the dat, how do Chachamim know this din, come on, an extra yud, who you trying to kid? And he says stuff like that, and how come there's no footprints in Har Sinai, or Midbar Sinai, or whatever they say, right? So, but this, but then he says, when you're finished with the theological arguments, then he starts with Olam Hazeh, and this world, and physical things, and then you end up in the same place. Shayetza, maybe by suddenly they sofek, emoya cholosh b'chochma, uvidiyas Hashem v'toroso. So you become, he's madal. Now he seems to be talking about the first chelik. Maybe by suddenly they sofek, if you are not firm. Now, how can you be firm? So there's mamish like a machlokas, I guess. He's calling it a machlokas. Because the halavas shita is that the way you're firm is if you learn Shar HaYichud and you have a very rational tfisa of Hashem, of Hashem's Yichud, Hashem's existence, Hashem's omnipotence, Hashem's Tov. You have a healthy, rational understanding of it, and maybe it has to be deep at times and philosophical at times, but you're hanging in there. And others say, no, other Abba, you better, you know, Hamunah Pshuta, but that's not Chavit HaLobos Hashita for sure, but it's Hamunah Pshuta, so then you got it, because these things never occur to you. I know that there's a Machlekes, my wife, and that other lady, right? Did you teach it or not? So there's girls in the class that are going to hear questions that they never would have never occurred to them their whole lifetime, these questions. And now you're starting, you're teaching it to them. What about the other girls, though, in the class who are afraid to ask the question and they have the questions? So they're better off hearing the questions discussed and getting answers. So what's the answer? The answer is to make an Onik Shabbos Friday night, and whoever has the questions can come ask the questions. But you don't teach it in class. Yeah, but that's only the Chavit HaLobos. The Rabbi Yehuda Chassid and others say that you teach Emunah Pshuta is the way to go. I mean, that happens to me about Chavit. I believe in Kuzari. What did I say? Oh, I'm sorry.
Dafka by girls or?
No.
In other words, Chassid.
No difference.
Just keep it people Amoratzim.
No. So he says, now he says something very interesting, because the Yetzirah never rests, remember, he keeps coming back at you. Now he says, Aval Amhoya Ha'odam Yodeas Hashem V'Toraso. Okay, so let's say a person, so now he says the dangers of that, the dangers of rational thought, of being convinced, of learning the proofs and everything else. So the danger of that is that you're prone to having your whole belief system based on your being convinced it's true. So that's also dangerous. It shouldn't be based on that. You should have it because it gives you a healthier kinyan in it. But it can't be based on that because the Yetzirah comes. You know, he lived, the Chavit HaLobos was written 1,000 years ago. But if you start thinking, if a guy like, you know, intellectual, this and that, then they start with biblical criticism, you know, and they start having proofs, and you start listening to proofs of Apikursus and this and that, and it sounds very nice, it's very enticing to an intellectual whose belief system is based on intellect and rationality and proofs. So it's a very dangerous game. He starts with counter proofs and with being matel sofek and with making anything twice and maybe this and maybe that. But there are chokhoch varaya, mikol mashef shaloyim in hamoskol. He uses logic also to attack. Pakosuv, he uses psukim. The Christian missionaries are big experts in picking out psukim that they twist the pshat and the pasuk. Okay, they're not, their grada was a bit example, because their grada praying, P-R-E-Y-I-N-G, on ignorant people. The lovers is talking about, you know, that's how they can get away with shtuyot mamish. But the lovers is talking about a guy that's taking comparative religion course. You know, so if his belief system is based on Chavis Halvav Shara Yichud, and then he takes comparative religion, so, you know, you got a problem, because who knows what's going to happen. But, you know, the guy with Amun Pshuta, he's not going to take a comparative religion course. He doesn't interest in the whole thing. He's like, I don't care. The whole subject doesn't interest me. I'm a sfeikus. I know what my father told me, what my mother taught me, Shema Yisrael. He sits by the Seder once a year. He gets an injection of Amuna once a year. And he's happy like that. Okay, let's stop here. I need an MP3 person. Oh, yeah, come look. It seems to be fully charged. It seems to be working perfectly, but something happened with the screen. You can barely see it. Is there a setting maybe that was touched? Look at the screen.